Hey, what's up, you guys? Jeff Cohn here with another episode of the Team Building Podcast, where we interview top team leaders, broker owners, and thought leaders from across the country. Even though I have a hoarse voice today, I'm going to try to get through this. Hopefully, my guest will take on a majority of the talking so you guys don't have to endure this new voice of mine, but please be patient with me as we try to get through it. I am so excited to be interviewing a good friend of mine, my business partner, but we were squash partners before that. He's one of the most optimistic and positive people I know, one of the closest people in my personal circle as well as my professional circle, and I'm really excited about the topic today where we're going to talk about strategic partnerships with mortgage companies, how to take advantage of the relationships, how to increase more leads, how to convert those leads, and how to support the mortgage vertical in a strategic partnership. Without further ado, I'd love to welcome Mr. John Mortgage Major from Exarvin Mortgage.
Let's go. Thank you for the kind words. Pleasure to be here. Let's talk a little life and business. Here we go.
Let's do it. I love it. So maybe share with the audience for a minute or so what, where you came from, what got you into the mortgage game.
Yeah. Born and raised in Omaha, Nebraska. We call it the good life for good reason. We got everything you need. You know, it's been a journey. I mean, I tripped my way into mortgage back in 2008 out of college. Of course, everyone's looking for a little stability, a nice salary. Wells Fargo opened the door. And from there, I mean, it was really sales 101. If you've seen the movie Boiler Room, everyone had their headsets on and you're dialing for dollars. And we were selling the benefits. And, you know, through that, you find out quickly, it's like, you got to know your shit. And you got to be able to have the confidence to portray solutions that people maybe can't see. And, you know, through my journey in mortgage and then, you know, pretty much a college education in insurance before getting back into mortgage in 15, you know, you just really start to find your way by getting more curious, you know, whether it be going to conferences, identifying coaches, mentors online. I got really, really interested in how I could better my craft, how I could be a better version of myself. And obviously meeting you through playing squash, we didn't even talk business for years.
It's kind of the joke. I've seen reels before where, what was the skit recently? I think it's Will Ferrell and his wife's like, "Hey, how's Billy doing after his divorce?" And he's like, "I don't know." And she's like, "You just went golfing with him for 4 hours. What'd you talk about?" And he's like, "Nothing. Like, I have no idea." Squash was always the same way. We'd play and we'd say great game and bye.
Totally. My wife would be like, "You don't know what he does?" I'm like, "No, we're just like, we're competing." And I mean, he's quick on his feet.
For the audience, we had the number one real estate team in the country at Berkshire and number one in Omaha for 10 years. And you didn't know. And I also didn't know what you did. And you were super successful as well.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool, especially when you do meet somebody in a sport like squash. And then all of a sudden it's like, man, he's got these attributes. You know, I mean, he's super competitive. You're always looking for a way to improve your craft. And, you know, that's just a testament to the type of person you are. And obviously, as we started to talk more about business and how we could maybe create alignment, and then, of course, with your entrepreneurial spirit and having all these different verticals within what you were doing, it was very apparent that you were somebody that I wanted to follow and be a part of. And it's been a fun journey the last 4 years.
One of the things that really stood out to me about John was he was also always wanting to improve, always wanting to get better, perfect his craft. He and I would always have a joke. We'd have a lot of inspirational quotes that we would say to each other. Like one day I saw John with athleisure, which is what I always wear to my office. And he was wearing all golf attire, but wasn't golfing. It was like a rainy day or something. And I said, why are you wearing golf clothes today? What'd you say?
I don't know, but all I tend to say is, I'd like to play. I'm going to play.
You said it's a lifestyle.
That's right.
So to this day, whenever someone asks me why I do something a certain way, like why is your truck like that? Or why did you go somewhere? Like, it's a lifestyle. It's a pretty funny answer. And I love
and
that.
And it's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody. So I love that you have, you know, the way that you approach life and you've gone through some adversity. And I don't know how much we want to get into it today, but your wife beat cancer. You and your wife lost your first son. You have lots of reasons why you could choose to not be successful, choose to not want to get up in the morning. And I'm sure you have demons that keep you sometimes from wanting to make it to the highest level. What would you say was within you that helped you go through, get through the challenging times and still keep that positivity every single day. Because I really feel like out of anyone I know, and I know lots of people, you're one of the top people who I see as someone that can go through some really bad times and still come out on top and laughing and smiling and making the best of every day.
Well, adversity makes you stronger, and it sounds cliche, but when you actually experience life and the depth of pain like I did, you have a decision to make. We all have a decision to make every single day on whether or not we even want to get up. And, you know, obviously after losing our first son, which, you know, 7 years later, I'm able to compartmentalize it. Time does heal in a sense. But you just realize that we all have decisions to make. And the one decision we have to decide is we are worthy. And you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in the people that, you know, you're willing to open up. You know, there's so many people that aren't willing to get vulnerable, aren't willing to talk about their struggles, and we're all fighting our own battles. And, you know, fortunately, I got a lot of love around me. And, you know, just thinking about that love, you know, it's like you find out that life isn't just all about you. It's about the people you care about, the people you want to continue to grow older with and experience life. And, you know, fortunately, I have an amazing wife that, you know, from the moment I met her, you know, I knew she was my one. And before I met her, I didn't think I was ever going to get married, but long story short, it's, you know, it's those decisions you make that I'm not going to quit. You know, I vividly remember I was in this, you know, skyscraper for Omaha, middle of Omaha. And, I was sitting there in the hallway or standing there talking to my grandma, and she's like, you know, John Michael, you're a major. We don't give up. But you don't forget those moments of people believing in you, that you are worthy. So we need to all be reminded that, you know, it's not going to go as planned. Life is going to have its turmoil, its struggles, but that's what's going to make you stronger as long as you continue to get back up and stay positive, because it is a decision.
I love it. It's a lifestyle. It's a mindset. And I watch that all the time with the newer agent that joins the company and the people that don't succeed. We as leaders have to serve our followers by knowing what their potential is and treating them how we would want to be treated if we were new into the business, if we were new into mortgage or into real estate or into insurance or whatever the vertical is. And I think so often, unfortunately, leaders don't choose to serve their followers in a way where they can see their full potential. We all know everyone has a different level of potential, but it's our responsibility as a leader to get the most out of every single person. A lot like in athletics, John, you played soccer, I played football. And a lot like with athletics, the coach knows some people are just gifted. They have insane abilities. Others don't have as many abilities, but everyone can play to their full potential. And anyone listening to the podcast, that's my goal for our podcast listeners, is that everyone plays all out every single day, always improving. We're not competing against anyone but ourselves. And so that leads us to the topic today, which is strategic partnerships. Starting in 2011, we launched our real estate team, our flagship team that grew to be number one in the world. We went from 70 to 700 deals in like 6 years, just had tons of success. A lot of it was because of our strategic partnerships, mostly with mortgage. Mortgage companies have the ability to spend the most amount of money on lead gen. And so back then they were called marketing service agreements, or MSAs. A lot of people today know of those. They're called strategic partnerships now. That's what RESPA wants us to refer them as. But why don't you talk about your experience in working as a loan officer and partnering with individual real estate agents and teams to help pay for leads and what those relationships have looked like?
Yeah, I mean, intentionality is everything, and you have to be fully aware of the type of individuals that you want to be in business with. And, you know, as I think about the ones that have continued to grow in the right direction, it's that open, honest, transparent communication around what are you trying to accomplish? What is our team trying to accomplish? Can we get on the same page? Are we trying to grow both personally and professionally together? And if there isn't that cadence and that understanding that we're supporting one another, there just isn't much to stand on. And so going deeper as far as understanding where they've been, where they're at, where they're going, you know, I mean, not everyone's a team leader. Not everyone's going to be a broker owner. But did they have aspirations to bring other people up with them? And obviously through, you know, marketing service agreements, you know, different ways to support lead generation, lead conversion. It's something that has to be done together. And obviously when we can, you know, get in the game with somebody, it's like, we believe enough in what we're doing. We believe in you. We're going to support you financially. But we do expect that we put in some KPIs, you know, what are we actually doing? And are we communicating, you know, the strengths and the weaknesses of the people that are working those leads? And are we doing it together? And it's not always the case.
Yeah, I love it. And I think a lot of times one of the misconceptions of teams when they enter into a strategic partnership is they assume that the only lead they need to hand back to their strategic partner are the leads that were created from the ad spend that the partner contributed. For example, if they're getting Zillow leads from partner A, then only that Zillow lead is what that agent owes that strategic partnership. And that's not a partnership. That's a transaction. It's our intention at Exarban and any other mortgage company I partnered with in the past that not only would they get all the leads they're paying for, which they bought those leads and they should get those leads, but anyone and everyone from my personal sphere of influence and everyone else within my organization's personal sphere of influence would send their referral to that strategic partner and they'd shop. Usually we'd send it to, you know, our partnership and then maybe one or two others. And maybe we had multiple partnerships, but our partner gets an opportunity every single time. And then it's their responsibility to win that opportunity.
And I feel like we've had to beat it like a dead horse and we will have to continue to do that. But shifting the mindset from vendor to partner is very real. And, you know, a real estate agent, you know, a lot of times is the quarterback of a transaction. And so then they're passing the ball off. And, you know, it's just something that it takes time. And if we're really being more intentional about what that relationship looks like, it just makes a world of a difference.
I've been on both ends of it, now being an owner of Exarban Mortgage, but previously for 10 years, generating over $1 million from strategic partnerships with mortgage companies. So for anyone wondering, what does that relationship look like? Ultimately, you reach out to someone in town, usually it's someone you're already working with, and you express a desire to increase your ad spend and that you'd like to partner with this strategic partner, this mortgage company, to increase your ad spend. Maybe today you're spending $1,000 a month on Zillow. You can go find a partner to pay the additional $1,000 for a net total of $2,000. We've had a lot of success on the Boomtown platform. We're still on Classic, and we pay for Google PPC leads. We've generated more internet leads off Google PPC than any team we know of in history. But more importantly, we've converted more than any other team in history working with strategic partners. We've converted at an average of 2%. That's the real average based on every lead that's forced to register on a squeeze page. But the number that I think is most exciting is the ROI. Zillow will tell you today, they'll promise you a 1.5x ROI if you're lucky. We've averaged a 6x ROI off Google PPC from 2011 to the present. So if you have someone in your market that you're wanting to partner with, you reach out to them and have a normal conversation like John and I are having right now and say, hey, I'm interested in doing a strategic partnership. I would like you know, Mr. or Mrs. Loan officer to contribute $1,000 a month towards our lead spend. And then you as a team leader can choose to contribute an additional $1,000 if you want, or you can just have them contribute. There is an urban legend that you have to contribute 50-50. It's not true. However, from a best practices standpoint, we've learned in mortgage that if the team isn't putting skin in the game, it's less likely that the leads are going to get worked as well because they don't have skin in the game. So assuming they put in $1,000, you put in $1,000, you now have a $2,000 spend. Where do you need to put that money? Well, most mortgage companies, if they can get a referral and close it, what would you say across the country, John, most loan officers are going to earn from one closed transaction?
And we're typically looking at 100 bips, 1% of the total loan amount.
And most agents have no idea that that's how much a loan officer gets compensated. 1% of a $400,000 loan, they're making $4,000. So if you ask them to contribute $1,000 a month, they would only need to close one deal every 4 months to break even. I don't know a loan officer in the country, if you're an agent that's selling that can get leads back to that loan officer, I don't know of a loan officer in the country that wouldn't take that deal. We got up to $10,000 a month in spend. We were generating 2,000 leads a month through Google PPC and still converting at 2%. The loan officer we used in like 2018, 2019 shared with me in confidence, he made over $1 million off of our real estate team throughout the relationship he had had with us. So in 2020, John and I being pickleball buddies, me knowing John was a very successful independent mortgage team in Nebraska. And of course, us having our national franchise and our national coaching arm, we decided to partner together and launch Exarban Mortgage. We're 4 years in. We've serviced thousands of families, and we're now partnering in strategic partnerships with teams and brokerages across the country. We usually start the relationship off at a $2,500 a month spend. $2,500 a month, our intention is that we'll generate 250 leads spread across a minimum of 5 agents. We can work anywhere in the country. We're currently licensed in 10 states, but we intend to be licensed in all 50 states. So if there's anyone listening to this podcast, we would love to talk about a possibility of partnering with you and your organization in a strategic partnership where we're paying for the leads, we're coaching on how to work the leads, we're holding you accountable to working the leads, and of course, we're building a partnership in which we would receive referrals back so that it makes sense financially for us to continue and, more importantly, increase the ad spend. So if we're converting at a high level, we want to help you grow your real estate team and recruit on the basis of we have leads, we have coaching, we have training, we have accountability. And this is why we launched our Powered by Elite product offering. Not only will we enter into a strategic partnership, do all the coaching, do all the lead conversion, and take care of everything in that regard, we also will give you the opportunity to invest in and have ownership in our national mortgage company and insurance company and title company and investment company. I don't know of another organization in the country that helps you not only increase profit, but also build wealth to create the freedom that you've always dreamed of. Currently, John, we're working with about 5 big teams and brokerages totaling over 100 agents. Share a little bit about how those relationships are going and what that looks like since we're not physically in some of those locations and we're building that all virtually.
Yep. You know, obviously through COVID, Zoom came into our worlds and people embrace Zoom, some more than others. But as COVID has passed, it's important for everyone to understand that the human to human contact, getting in front of people belly to belly, is what is going to establish a foundation for a relationship, whether they're in Wyoming, Florida, California, you name it. Of course, you can continue to enhance relationship from afar, but the foundation has to be set in person. And you can be high tech and high touch without physically being somewhere. I mean, it's amazing what we can do with technology. And so, you know, as we've created SOPs, standard operating procedures, creating different cadences of leadership meetings, of what expectations are, checking in on obviously the amount of leads we have coming in, who's working them, what is our conversion ratios, and ultimately, how are we helping grow one another's business? Because we're not in business to not be profitable. We want a fruitful, long-term marathon type of relationship. And going back to the vendor versus partner, when you do become a partner, you're really going into a marriage to where it's like, there's going to be turmoil. There's going to be adversity. Not every deal is going to go picture perfect like we think in theory. But when we start to understand each other's vantage points more so, and we can actually have like heart-to-heart conversations on what's going on, you know, is there something even outside of work of why somebody's not showing up like they were before? And now we're really helping each other grow both personally and professionally. And now we're seeing the results of like, gosh, we're building some strong relationships. And it's just awesome knowing you can pick up the phone, you know, give me some feedback. How are we doing? Well, just yesterday from one of our partners mentioned, you know what, I haven't heard anything. And, you know, sometimes no news is good news. Great. But at least we know where we stand. And, you know, it's ongoing. You know, it's evolving. But what's so fun about it is when we're failing forward together, we're seeing, wow, you can go from 5 agents to 10 agents to 15, 20 in less than a year. We're seeing this time and time again, but you have to have that abundant mindset. And so if you are abundant out there and you want to continue to realize that it's not all about you, you don't have to be a one-man band and do it all for the rest of your life. And Jeff's been very instrumental in my growth when it comes to, okay, maybe that's not the best use of my time. Maybe we need to plug in somebody who can take that off of my plate so I can be more in my superpower zone. And I think that's something we can all agree upon. Jeff's done a phenomenal job of doing. And you have to give up some things to go up. If you want to get to the top, you can't continue to do the same things. And that's the same way with these partnerships. So it's just fun to see the evolution of where we're going, because this is the answer. People want convenience. They want an experience to where everyone is working on their behalf to get them to where they want to go, whether it be a partner or a client.
Perfectly said, John. And I don't know a lot of strategic partners that will jump in and help coach your agents on how to best work leads. We do that. Hold them accountable in a weekly 15-minute accountability call for each individual agent. John and the loan officer assigned to your area will also be in all of your team meetings virtually if you can make that available via Zoom. We also come out and visit you in person. We're actually going to go visit one of our partners, Rob Shelley and Company, KKG, in Tampa, Florida. They have almost 10 agents. They've expanded and exploded after partnering with Powered by Elite. And we have a lot of other examples, hundreds of teams and brokerages who have not only doubled, tripled, quadrupled their numbers after partnering with Elite Real Estate Systems and or done a strategic partnership with Exarban Mortgage. So you're not too small for anyone interested. If this piques your interest and you want more information, you can jump on a demo call with Logan Boyce. He'll take an application and see if you're a good fit for Exarban Mortgage, as well as all of the other ERS products, which are group coaching, one-on-one coaching, and our flagship Powered by Elite offering. We'd love to help you guys grow. If you're not growing with us, grow with someone. We know we're not the only answer. Find a strategic partner in your own marketplace who you've already been doing business with, who you believe, who you know, like, and trust, and know is going to offer a great service to your clients. If you don't have that, or again, if you want all of the offerings, if not only just a partnership, but actually a true ownership joint venture, we can offer you that as well. And for us, it's all about our vision statement. We partner with real estate leaders to help them increase profit, build wealth, and create the freedom that they've always dreamed of. For fun, I would like to rattle off quickly the 10 states we're in today. Any other state not mentioned, it only takes us 30 to 60 days to get licensed. So if we're not currently licensed in your state, that doesn't mean we can't come just in a couple of months from now. The ones we are in, I'm going to start off and try to hit this: Indiana, Nebraska, Colorado, Florida, South Carolina,
Iowa. Did you mention Louisiana?
Nope.
What else we got? Texas. And Wyoming. And then what are we missing? We got one more to get us to that 10.
One. We've got a couple others coming too.
Yeah.
Right around the corner. And like I said, we're going to be in all 50 states by the end of this year. But if you do have an interest and we do enter into a strategic partnership, we'll get licensed in your state in the next 30 days. That will give us more reason to push the button and get going. It doesn't take long. It's just a process and we go based on demand. So would love to see if your team's a good fit. John, you did a great job today. I love being able to talk personal and business. And it's interesting how that always crosses over. The way you play in personal is going to be the way you play at work and vice versa, or should be. And so I really think you do a great job at mindset, and we'll definitely want to get you back on the show here in the near future. So anyone interested in giving John a shout out, what's the best way to find you?
You know, let's just go with IG at John Mortgage Major. Otherwise, my phone number is 402-212-0149.
Wow, dropping the number. Text John. Say thanks for being on the episode today. Also, go out to whatever podcast platform you're using. Give us a 5-star review. Leave comments if there is a comment section for a shout out. Thank you, John, for being vulnerable. And then again, just ersdemocall.com to get in touch with Logan, our director of growth. He also does a lot of our group coaching to see if you're a good fit. If you already know you're a good fit, and you know this is for you, and you've just been waiting, and now you're ready to push the button and pull the trigger, you can send me an email, and it will land in my personal email account, jeff@eliterealestatesystems.com. In the subject heading, say Powered by Elite. And let's have that call. We can have your team up and running in less than 30 days with strategic partnerships, opportunities to have ownership in all the verticals, lead generation, lead conversion best practices, coaching for group on team leaders, individual one-on-one coaching for team leaders, accountability meetings for your agents, agent training, and all of that at a very, very reduced price. It's at cost for us. The only time we get compensated is when you get compensated. Without further ado, thank you, Mr. John Major Mortgage.
Love you, buddy.
Love you too, bud.